Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Goins is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff is a new friend. He's the author of a best-selling book, The Art of Work. And he's an award-winning blogger, and his work has been featured in many of the major publications around the world. He's got four books to his credit, including the new one, Real Artists Don't Starve, Timeless Strategies for Thriving in the New Creative Age. And he's also a millennial, though, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to ask him first. Jeff, welcome to the show, by the way. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
I'm glad you're here, and congratulations on your book. I tell men that, and you know this as well as I do, that when you and I write and publish a book, it's as close as we'll ever come to birthing a baby.
Yes, I don't know that we get to say that, but yes.
Oh yeah, no, we get to as long as we say as close as we can.
You have
to approximate. Yeah. See, and of course, then like a baby, then when you have it, you have to raise the darn thing too, don't you?
That's right.
So okay, I want to get into the nuts and bolts of your business, because you talk about the myth of the starving artist. First, I want you to tell us what you consider to be a starving artist. I mean, we all right. think we know what it means, but I want you to define it in your terms, and then tell us what the myth is.
Right. So, first of all, when I say artist, I appreciated your intro before the break, talking about how artists can be entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs can be artists. I agree with that. An artist, to me, is somebody who has a gift to share with the world. And a starving artist is somebody who has a scarcity mentality about their art, whatever that could be. Your art could be marketing, baking bread, drawing pictures, writing books. It is something that is your gift that you love, that you want to share with the world. And when I was growing up, I was told that creative people, people that we think of as conventionally creative, a painter, a writer, an actor, a musician, these are all things that I was really interested in as a kid. If I were to say, I'm a writer, or I'm going to be an actor, a musician, the advice that I heard growing up is, I think, the same kind of advice we would hear today, which is, good luck with that. There's not much money in that unless you get really, really lucky. And I wrote this book because I think that's a myth. There are lots of people, I call them thriving artists, who are making a living off of their art today and throughout history.
Whatever that might be, if it's literally art, or if it's writing a book, or if it's their services, whatever that may be.
Yeah, and throughout history, lots of people have done this. And so this idea that you have to starve for your art or your business. And Jim, you and I both know people who have a starving artist mentality.
Yep.
About their business. They are broke entrepreneurs.
Well, they're waiting on the world to knock on their door. And what I tell people is, the world doesn't knock on your door. If at the very best, on your luckiest day, the world is out in the middle of the street waiting on you to come out of your yard. That's the best you're going to get out of the world. One of the things that I think about, and the way I've said, I love the way you talk about thriving and starving and how to find a way to make your art pay. The way I've thought about that, because I've never thought of myself as an artist, but the way I think about that is learning how to monetize what you do in different ways.
Yep.
And that's what that's the essence of what you're talking about, isn't it?
Right. So in the book, there are 12 rules for how to go from starving to thriving. And to be clear, the opposite of starving artist, which is somebody whose art or business is a hobby, the opposite is not wealthy. I think that's great. I'd love for you to be wealthy. I'd love for you to be rich. That's great. But, sometimes people go, I don't want to be rich. That's not the point. The point is to make a living off of your art. And that is possible for anyone. And one of the rules is, have multiple streams of income.
Well, you have a section in one of your chapters. In fact, the 12th point: make money to make art. You can't if you're going to continue starving. A true starving artist is like a shaker, isn't it? Right? They can't continue their line, right? They can't
keep
they can't keep working because they're not creating enough to sustain themselves. Sustainability is, you know, if you don't want to claim to be wildly successful, how about just wildly sustainable?
Yeah, that's right. And I think one of the best ways to do that, as you mentioned, is to have multiple streams of income. So, you know, starving artists think that they have to do one thing, whereas thriving artists and entrepreneurs know that they need to have multiple irons in the fire. Not becoming a jack of all trades. I'm not saying be all things to all people, but become a master of some.
Well, one thing about it, Jeff, is when I look back on the last 20 years of my business here, if you're an independent media company in this ocean of whales and sharks, if you can't learn how to monetize what you do in every different way possible, you won't make it. And you're learning that. You've learned that yourself in your own business.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, my business, I run an online business teaching other writers how to write and succeed today, how to get published and paid with their work. And I started this really just because writing was a hobby. It was fun. And I wanted to do more of it. I love the Walt Disney quote. And you mentioned this. This is kind of how I end the book. But Walt Disney once said to a critic, somebody who said, well, you're just doing this to make money. This is that sort of the pinnacle of his success. He said, no, we don't make films to make money. We make money so that we can make more films.
Right.
And I want to argue that every artist, every entrepreneur, everybody who has a passion that they want to share with the world has a responsibility to thrive. It is your duty to make enough money off of your art so that you can keep doing the work that you were born to do.
Well, that's well said. And so the book is called Real Artists Don't Starve, Timeless Strategies for Thriving in a New Creative Age. Jeff, will tell us where it's available.
You can buy it wherever books are sold, and you can go to don'tstarve.com and pick up some free bonuses with the book.
When we come back, I want to get Jeff to talk about something he mentions in his book. He says there's a new renaissance coming. That's a bold statement. That might be a little presumptuous, but you know how these millennials are. They're a little presumptuous sometimes. So I'm gonna get Jeff to explain himself. What does he mean by that when we come back after these messages? I'm Jim Blassingham. We're having a great visit with our new friend Jeff Goins. The book is called Real Artists Don't Starve. And a little bit of a surprise recognition when I come back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.